Joey Ortiz clubbed a go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth to lead the Brewers to a 5-3 win over the Reds at AmFam Field on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bryce Terang also went yard in the win as the Brewers ended their two-game losing streak. Ortiz blast broke a 3-3 tie in the eighth, the fans chanting his name as he rounded the bases.
It's fun. You know, it makes you want to come through. You know, the fans pay money to come watch us and want us to win, and that's our job, is to compete and win ball games. And you know, to be able to come through for the team and the fans, it's pretty special.
Manager Pat Murphy and what he's seen from Ortiz of late.
I've seen great attitude. I've seen having fun again. I've seen a kid that's accepted his role and looking forward to be just a good Major League Baseball player for a while. Really happy for him.
Aaron Ashby picked up his 11th win in relief. Trevor McGill notching save number 11. The Cubs walked off the Padres 3-2 at Wrigley Field. The Pirates beat the Phillies 11-7. Former Buck Malik Beasley, among six defendants indicted Monday on charges related to an alleged sports gambling scheme. Beasley reportedly lost millions of dollars gambling during his 9-year NBA career. He agreed to manipulate his stats ahead of at least four games while playing for the Bucks during the 23-24 season. The Bucks declined to tender Ousmane Dang a qualifying offer by yesterday's deadline, but the team still reportedly interested in making Dang a new contract offer. Torian Prince opted into his contract with the Bucks for next season. He was limited to 26 games with the team last year after suffering a herniated disc in his neck that required surgery. And Duke men's basketball getting another Knipples. 6'10 class of 2027 recruit Kager Knipple helped Wisconsin Lutheran win a second straight WIAA state title. Now follows his brother Con Knipple's footsteps by committing to Duke. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.